President Obama went on the offensive today in support of a climate change and energy bill. The bill is massive. It would mandate big increases in the amount of renewable energy here in the U.S. For the first time, it would also cap U.S. emissions of greenhouse gases, and it would establish a mechanism for trading the right to pollute. This bill comes up for a vote tomorrow in the House, but it's facing stiff opposition. In comments directed at wavering members of his own party, the president today said the climate bill is also very much a jobs bill. Mr. Obama said the measure would spur the development of new industries and boost the country's profile in the international market for renewable energy. Lawmakers looking for a case study of what the president hopes the bill will accomplish might want to look to Germany. Germany has been among the world's leaders in cutting greenhouse gas emissions, and its climate policy has brought economic benefits as well. In the first part of our series on energy issues in Europe, Kathleen Schonk has our report.
In a clean new factory on the outskirts of Frankfurt on Oder, suction cups the size of dessert plates glide and swivel, rhythmically grabbing big sheets of glass. Next, more machines on the assembly line will coat the glass with cadmium telluride to make photovoltaic panels that will turn sunlight into electricity. This plant, here at the very eastern edge of Germany, was built by the American company First Solar. It's now Germany's biggest producer of thin-film solar panels and the area's second biggest employer.
We're going over here, please.
Quality supervisor Uwe Booth leads the way to his workstation.
We check here every hour one submodule.
Booth says he's delighted to have this job. So is his co-worker Gert Ulrich Royer.
Das war natürlich für mich eine völlige Veränderung in meinem ganzen Lebensablauf.
It changed my whole life. I don't know how to express it.
Ich weiß nicht, wie ich das
I'm still happy.
Soll. Ich bin immer noch happy.
Royer and Booth and other workers throughout this region have suffered some very lean years. When the Cold War ended and the wall that divided the two Germanys came down, whole industries in the former East Germany simply collapsed. People had to take whatever work they could get. Booth had managed a bus repair depot.
After I lost my job, I took a job sweeping the parking lot for a supermarket.
The unemployment rate here is still 14%, but local officials say renewable energy firms have begun to revive this area's economy and its hopes for the future. Joachim Fryer heads the local job center, and Martin Vilke manages the investment office.
There are 1,500 people directly employed in the renewable energy companies, but a larger number of people in suppliers and others who are related to the industry.
Alternative energy is really a job creator number one, and that, of course, stimulates the whole region.
The Old East has gotten a piece of an industry that's exploding in Germany, renewable energy. This country, not known for its sunshine, installs more photovoltaic panels than any other. In fact, it accounts for more than half of the global market, according to Jörg Meyer, who manages a public-private partnership called the German Agency for Renewable Energy. Meyer says other types of renewable energy are booming as well.
We have a turnover in the whole market of renewable energies of more than 34 billion euros. The other side is that we created a new job market. In the year 2008, we had 280,000 people employed in the different industries of wind, solar, and biomass, and so on. And this is the fastest growing job market in Germany.
How did Germany get here? Back in 2000, it created what's known as a feed-in tariff. It gives every German the right to feed renewable energy into the nation's power grid and be paid for it. Anyone who puts up a windmill or installs solar panels on the roof can become, in effect, a mini power plant.
The good thing is that by the feed-in tariff system, once you have installed these solar modules, you get paid a certain price for the next 20 years. And that gives you the guarantee that after, let's say, 10, 11 years, you will be in the zone of profitability.
Utility customers pay a little extra for this renewable power. But Meyer says not much extra. The average surcharge is $4 per month.
It's a little tax for a big effect, but as a trade-off, Germany gets a really good technology to protect the climate.
It's also helped Germany shift to renewable energy faster than any other country in the world.
As a result of that, we have managed to be at 15% renewable electricity in Germany already.
Rainer Henriks Rahlways heads a trade group called the German Renewable Energy Federation. He says the German government expects the percentage of renewable energy to double to 30% by 2020. His own group is even more optimistic.
My association believes that we will be close to 50%, provided these payments go on, and I think this is based on a political will.
Today, most of Germany's renewable energy comes from wind and hydropower. Solar trails far behind. It provides just about 1% of Germany's electric power. But this share will rise. The variable cost of producing solar electricity has been dropping fast, from about $20 per kilowatt hour 6 years ago to just $1 today.
Reaching this milestone, $1 per watt, shows the world that we are able to be competitive to fossil energies.
Birgert von Westerholt is managing director of First Solar's Frankfurt on Oder factory. He says as the cost keeps dropping, demand for solar energy will grow, creating more jobs. He credits Germany's feed-in tariff for starting the whole process by guaranteeing that there would be a market. Von Westerholt expects other countries to catch up with Germany. 50 have now adopted their own feed-in tariff systems. Still, he says, Germany's vision gave its industry and this struggling region of eastern Germany a valuable head start.
The knowledge, the experts, they are all located in Germany, and that means the industry worldwide will start from Germany.
For the world, this is Kathleen Schalk, Frankfurt on Oder, Germany.